scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on September the 8th, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Who is this that cries out? Well, she's a woman and a foreigner at that. She's not a disciple that we know of. She's not a priest, not a prophet. She's not really one of the main characters in the New Testament. She's not even given a name by Matthew. She's a poor, unknown female foreigner. Yet today, in our hearing, we hear Jesus speak the amazing word, "Your faith is great." He says it to her. And only twice in Matthew's Gospel does Jesus commend anyone for their faith. And on both occasions, they are foreign people. People we don't expect, as Amanda was mentioning with the children before. In fact, if we read Matthew's Gospel closely, in the previous chapter, the disciples don't compare very well. Jesus had just said to Peter in the previous chapter in Matthew's Gospel, "Your faith is small." And now he says to this unknown foreign woman, "Your faith is great." Jesus includes her and her daughter too. The good news is for them. But there were certainly barriers to block this, weren't there? First of all, people must have thought, and I think the disciples do think, "What is she thinking? She's got no right. She should shut her mouth, show some respect. A woman crying out to a man, a rabbi, a teacher, in public even." That's a barrier that could have blocked her out. Secondly, her people were from a different cultural background to Jesus. Her people had a history of animosity against Jesus' people nonetheless. Her people and Jesus' people were enemies. Who goes to their enemy for help? Isn't that a barrier too? And that's not all, folks. There's another barrier, I think. She's only heard about this Jesus. We don't know where. But it's a big risk to put all her trust in this Jesus, is it not? Hearsay. And so maybe her coming to Jesus could be one great big failure. Another barrier. And then there's the disciples hanging around. They aren't very accepting, are they? Yet they think they're doing a good thing. Get rid of her. And almost throughout the whole journey of this discussion, it seems that they've got Jesus' approval to say that very thing. That's another barrier, I reckon. She's a woman, but she comes. She's a foreigner, but she comes. She's only heard about him, but she comes. And the disciples want to exclude her. Does Jesus want to exclude her too? That maybe that's the unexpected thing that we struggle with. I find this really, really hard, I've got to say. Because it looks like Jesus is just so harsh to this woman. So I think it's important that we recognise that the picture here is not just with that of Jesus and the woman, but it's there, yes. But Matthew calls us also, as we dwell in this word, to dwell deep and to see also the disciples in the picture. Perhaps to see ourselves in the same picture too. Those disciples have some major barriers that Jesus has to smash for this woman to be included. For the good news to be good news for her and her daughter too. In this scene that Matthew presents, we don't just have Jesus and the Canaanite woman, but the disciples are there too. And she comes despite all the barriers that are placed before her. Let's somehow pause a little bit and try to let this sink in our lives. If someone who is foreign to us comes to our community here at St. Paul's, or maybe moves into the house next door where you are living, what's your response? What's mine? What do you think about anyone foreign moving into the community, I wonder? Maybe you're a little bit suspicious. Maybe you're a little bit frightened by this. A bit possessive of what we've got, perhaps. And if they want help, do they really deserve it? She's not one of us. What message do we give? And who are those Canaanite women in our lives? With every hard knock the woman faces, you can just see in those disciples that they're cheering on. Yes, Jesus, yes. And Jesus seems to draw these judgments out of the disciples, I reckon. And they must get a shock at the end. Because let me point you to the end. They are wrong. This woman full of faith, and we're going to hear Jesus praise her for that. Despite her desperate plea, and she comes for her child. You know, our hearts might go out straight away here. The weariness of the journey, perhaps. Jesus is silent. Matthew goes and says, Jesus doesn't say a word. And what does Jesus tell, Jesus' silence at least, tell you? Have you maybe experienced it too? And all the time in the silence, we try to fill the void, don't we, with something? I think that's what the disciples jump in and try and do. With Jesus' silence, they're all too ready to give their advice. Send her away, get rid of her, Jesus. She's making way too much noise. We can imagine what they're thinking. She's got no right. She doesn't deserve your help, Jesus. Send her away. Have we, as Jesus' modern-day disciples, ever thought something similar? They don't quite deserve Jesus' help, my help. They're excluded. Are we ever that cold? As we build our building next door, let it never be a place where the walls are barriers to community. And this woman helps me along the way to make sure that my thinking might be in the right place, from time to time at least. She longs for Jesus' help, even though Jesus doesn't answer her and the disciples want to send her away. The woman, in faith, knows that there's more than the disciples' thoughts here. And so she waits out the silence from Jesus. She waits out Jesus' silence, how hard that can be. But then comes another barrier. The silence is broken and Jesus says, I was sent only to the people of Israel. And Matthew's gospel focus is really in, you know, Jesus coming first to the people of Israel. And then he says, it isn't right to take food away from children and feed it to the dogs. Doesn't that sound like a brutal answer to you? God is good, but maybe not for you. Jesus Christ is Saviour, but he's not your Saviour. There is a people of God, but you're not part of it. We're perhaps shocked to hear Jesus say this. But I wonder, as I've dwelt here for a little while now, whether Jesus isn't perhaps looking over his shoulder at those disciples, at this disciple, wondering what we're thinking in this space. Maybe the disciples are surely nodding in their approval. None of them protest the word that Jesus says to the woman, do they? Not one. Perhaps these are their thoughts precisely. Jesus is actually voicing what they think. We're in, she's out. And that's exactly how God wants it. Now send her away. They've got a long way to go, these disciples, have they not? Before they will risk all to take the good news out into the world. When it looks like she should be excluded, what does the woman do? She can only call out to Jesus and hunger and thirst after this Saviour. She's got nowhere else to go. Hunger just for the crumbs, Jesus. And doesn't Jesus in the same gospel praise those who hunger and thirst? Doesn't he say in Matthew's gospel that God blesses those who hunger for that righteousness? Those who have a hungry heart and a broken spirit, aren't they the blessed ones of God? This woman is one of those. How will she react now that it looks like Jesus has put up the final brick wall between her and him? And it's got the disciples' full support. But how does faith respond? The persistent woman of faith seems to accept this, but then she says one more thing. And yet, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. She doesn't draw back in the hardest of hard places. She doesn't give up when God is silent, when she doesn't immediately get the help that she's come for, when it looks like everyone, even Jesus, is against her. Yes, Lord, can you really pass me by? Can you do that, Jesus? Can you be someone who you're not? We know, don't we, as we're reading the story, we know who Jesus is. We look to the cross through the word. Jesus has shown us. At St. Paul's, we've been dwelling in God's word in our Called to Listen and Called to Be workshops. The last one today. If you haven't been able to come along, come along if you can. We're asking a question, who are we as God's people at St. Paul's? And who is God calling us to be in this time? This woman teaches me to know that who I am and the call of faith on my life comes only in truly knowing who this Jesus is for me. And through the voice and the pleas of the woman, I learn something amazing. To look to this one, to be and to do as he promises. Jesus has said God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. The psalmist says, you will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. This woman takes the Saviour at his word. And his word is this, woman, you have great faith, and her daughter is healed. being who we are comes from looking to Christ and learning who he truly is for us and for all people. I wonder what it is that the disciples learned that day. After all, Jesus had said to them, "You have little faith." All those barriers that Jesus seemed to be putting up, the disciples thought, "Yep, that's right, that's the way it works." And yet now Jesus is saying, "You don't get it." This woman smashes the barriers, the brick walls and the glass ceilings. She gets no answer first. Who is she? She's a Gentile outsider. She's a person of faith who looks to Jesus in trust. "You have great faith," he says. The disciples hear Jesus say that. Do we? Jesus showed compassion to a poor woman, even though she was no person of any consequence, it seemed. Jesus shows compassion as he promises and smashes all the conclusions the disciples had jumped to and the barriers that they had put up. May the Holy Spirit continue to form you and me, that we might receive the same mercy and love from Christ and grow to know him and him crucified for all, and to continue to learn who we are called to be, that Christ would remove from our words, our actions, from our hearts, any excluding walls that we might offer to Christ's love for all people. His love is for all. Jesus is for all. Grace is for all. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond our human understanding, will guard your and our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. God alone, he is my sword and shield.